So every Friday night or Erev Shabbos, we have a Takana Drabanan that we light candles before Shabbos, before Yontif, a different minhagim. Some have 18 minutes before Shabbos. That's one of the Shittas of Urayim. That's when the whole Shkia was. So we're machmer 18 minutes. There's a minig of a half an hour. In fact, I think it's Rav Salavitchik used to say the minig in Europe was they used to wait a half an hour. They used to light candles a half an hour before Shabbos. And I believe he said as well, I think it's based on Rabbeinu Peretz, that Samach Lishkia, because Samach is a half an hour, like we have in the beginning of Arvei Pesachim. And the minig was on Erev Yom Kippur, they used to light an hour before. And he was told the reason was because I went a half an hour on the it's a Malacha, half an hour on the Inoy, which he never really understood. The Rambam sheet is in general, there only is Tosefis on Inoy. He only brings it down by Yom Kippur, and he brings it down by Tisha B'Av. So either way, there's a Takana Drabanan that we light candles, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif. Yontif Sheni is a separate discussion. So what about on Erev Yom Kippur? So really, that's what the Mishnah says in Pesachim, Makam Shenagu, they talk about there were different minhagim in different towns. There was never a Takana. Why? Because what's a Takana? It's Chazal, Kavod Ve'Oneg. We want to eat the meal in light, enjoy the Oneg Shabbos, Simchas Yontif, so we have light. But there is no meal on Yom Kippur. And therefore, that's why there was only a minig. So what is the issue? Whether the minig was to light candles or not. So it all revolved over the issue of Tashmish Amita. One of the prohibitions on Yom Kippur is you can't live with your wife. You can't have relations. So someone will point out the minig to light candles you used to light in your bedroom was why that will be a reminder that it's usher to live with your wife when the lights are on. So when you light there, you'll see the lights, you'll remember it's usher. And others say, no, the minig was not to light because if you have lights on, you'll see how beautiful your wife is and you'll be attracted to her. So avoid that issue on Yom Kippur. We don't light candles. So different minhag in different towns, they used to light candles Erev Yom Kippur for Yom Kippur, and other places did not. What's the issue? So in general, that's the minig Rambam. The Rambam writes, you don't make brachas on minhagim. That's the minig Sfarad, Hallel and Rosh Chodesh. That they don't make bracha on Hallel. In fact, it talks about, and Rabbeinu Tam says you do, in other words, it seems to be a clear-cut Gemara that you don't do Gemara by Hoshana. So Hoshana Rabbah, it's a Gemara gets into Minig Nevi'im, Takanas Nevi'im, but the conclusion is the way we pass, we don't make a bracha on Hoshana Rabbah, on Chavah, when we hit the Arabas. So everyone agrees there's no bracha on the Minig. So Rabbi Antam says, no, it's a different type of Minhagim. If it's just Minig B'Alma, like Hoshana, so then we don't. But let's say, saying how will choosing Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is only a minig, but saying Hallel in general is a mitzvah. So when you do a minig in the same way we do in a similar fashion as a mitzvah, even though when we're doing a B'Torah's minig, we still make a bracha. So Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. So to here, this is the machogas. Do you make brachas? Do you light candles with a bracha on Erev Yom Kippur? So according to the Mechaber, no, because you don't make a bracha on a minig. And according to the Rama, we paskin yes, that you do make a bracha because the minig Ashkenaz is that we make a bracha even on minhagim, so we make a bracha even on when we bench lecht on Erev Yom Kippur as well.